Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's that time. It's that time again.
In Between Sheets.
Distorted Reality Podcast. Distorted Nation reality. Radio. Beats Reality Check TV.
Reality
Check. With your hosts, C-Core from Distorted Nation Radio. And Shell Razor from Reality Check TV. With your Kevlar-coated comments, it's time to distort your reality.
Kevy Kev.
Yeah, that was really nice. Normally we don't have like all these side things. We have James in the house.
All the added sexiness.
I know. Yeah, so that's that voice on the left over there. That's James from Killed by a Dolphin.
Hello.
And we so appreciate you. You know, I know the rest of the band had some other previous engagements. You know, somebody, you know, fell out of a truck and somebody, you know.
They're busy fighting dolphins.
Fighting dolphins, yeah. Right?
Wait, hang on. How are you killed by a dolphin? Like, are you the reincarnation version of James?
I wasn't killed by a dolphin.
Oh, not you.
No, it's more of a warning. You know?
Oh, okay.
You may
the dolphins
killed.
Are coming?
Yeah, they're coming.
Like Shark Week, right? Yeah. Like Shark Week, but Dolphin Week?
Yeah, a little more extreme with space guns.
You know? Now, what made you come up with the dolphin and space guns? Like, theme, like, killed by a dolphin.
It kind of came to... We've talked about that before, but we want to hear it for our podcast.
It came to me in a dream, and I was the messenger, and I'm supposed to tell everybody about the dolphins coming with the space guns.
Okay, because normally, that's nice, because normally when dolphins come, you don't get a warning. They're on top of you raping you already.
I wouldn't know too much about that.
Right.
That's a different one. That's humped by a dolphin.
That is humped by a dolphin.
So, just so you know, this, so people know, this is podcast number 16, and we had you over a couple months ago, and we were going to have you do one of our, I think, I don't know what episode it was, but it didn't work out, and then we had
it was your anniversary birthday party thing.
It was for Reality Check. It was our 10-year, and then I don't remember, you guys can, this will be a fun fact trivia. We've been trying to do trivia. We had James call in one time on one of our episodes, so why don't you watch one of the 15, it wasn't last week's, but it was one of them. And he was
four.
A call.
I want to say it was four.
Okay, James, we were trying to have them look at one of our things and find you, okay?
They were trying to win a prize.
Okay, so, all right, so it was episode four, but now you're going to find the timestamp of when James came in and when he called in. Okay, that'll be your challenge, you know, and you may win. I don't know.
17 minutes and 36 seconds. Yeah. That's my guess. That's what time he showed up.
Right. And so you may win something. You may not. You know, we've been trying to give stuff away, but we have new things.
We got stickers.
We have stickers now.
We can get stickers now.
So, you know, we're in there,
whatever,
right?
You get as a prize, you get a free sticker.
You do. You get a free sticker and some free advice, unsolicited, right? So, okay, this is podcast number 16, and we're here for a couple.
I thought you just said it was 17.
No, 16.
Oh, it was 16.
And just by the way, that advice would be unlicensed.
Unlicensed
and advice.
And unsolicited,
and
yes.
Highly expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing's free, okay? Nothing is free, for sure. There's a price to pay.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room that I haven't been here in a minute, so that's why I'm lost on what number it is. My bad. Sorry, folks.
Right, the last time Corey was in the room was number 11.
I was out helping fight off the dolphins, okay, with space
and
guns.
We appreciate you.
I enlisted instantly. Yes. Our world was at danger, and I was like, I will go fight.
Damn it.
We had some guest hosts. Yeah, we had guest hosts and filling in, but you know what? This is a special night on multiple reasons, because we had a special dinner with, you know, shout outs to OG. He's in the other room and he made you some good food.
Yes, he did. Some chicken wings.
Okay. Yeah,
actually
you don't feel sick?
Well,
it was good.
I mean, this time the chicken wasn't still clucking when we ate it. So.
Okay. Did you have Korean barbecue sauce or did you have
kind of there was some kind of tasty OG sauce on there. Okay. I don't want to put too much thought into it. It gets a little scary.
He ruined my Everest and Jones barbecue sauce by putting like vinegar and stuff in it.
Oh, he mixed it?
So,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought this was pretty good, actually. It was right?
It wasn't too bad. Yeah. I thought it was going to be spicier.
And you had some
peas
that was like you weren't expecting frozen peas, but you're like, whatever.
The peas and the squash were made for Stephen Gooden, our guitar player, because he's vegan.
Oh, so that's all he was going to get?
He couldn't make it. Yeah, this, he'd be happy with that, honestly.
He'd be happy with that and a glass of water.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he'd be like, okay, so I hope he understands. And should we send him home with the little Ziplocs?
A no piece? Yes, you should.
Put in your freezer I'll next bring time it you to him. Back to
him. Yeah, he'd appreciate it. He's very thankful.
So, it's like a distorted reality podcast Lunchable.
Right. Yeah. And so I said this a minute ago on my little, I was trying to do some preamble stuff, but you guys Facebook won't notice, Live. You know, on the Facebook Live. But James brought us coconut cream pie. It's not quite defrosted yet.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Next time, banana.
Oh, okay.
Taken.
I love coconut. So
me
whatever,
too.
I don't like coconut.
Sometimes. I love coconut myself.
But I just had cheesecake, so that's all good.
And cheesecake. It was really nice. And so he set the bar high.
And I think last
and
time.
And wine.
Gotta bring bottles of wine. Are you leaving that bottle? You can take it home.
No, I'm leaving all of it.
Really?
Yeah.
He spoils you. Last time when he was here for the other party, he brought like three pies and, okay. and some bread
no,
or something.
Some good stuff.
The other party, no, he really brought that. You brought a special like raspberry or some.
It was a street farm in Auburn that's off of Mount Vernon Road.
Are we sponsored? Do we get a discount now?
Urban something. If I could remember the name, maybe that we'd be.
Right. Urban something. On the street, you know.
But it's awesome. All of Mount Vernon there. They got all kinds of stuff.
You have class. You really do. You didn't bring. I thought for sure you
were going to
bring
well.
Here. Well, you know what? I thought you. I didn't know you were a wine guy because I only see you drinking the Coors Light.
You know? I don't drink a lot of wine, but when I do want a glass of wine, I mean, I love it.
Your wine tastes better than mine, but mine I didn't have the cork on last night, so I covered it with foil, kind of ghetto like, you know, and so it was kind of exposed water, you know, air wine, and
it all works the same. It
breathes a little too much.
It breathes too much, right?
Yeah.
And then later today, she almost tripped over the cork. Because the cork was on the ground in the kitchen.
Okay, fun fact.
I came back to haunt her.
That was probably my cork. Sorry about
fun
that.
Fun fact. Okay, so we're let's get some business, and then we're going to talk about what we're going to do, why we're really here.
Yeah.
Next Saturday,
yes.
we're giving you full reality check love, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Old Ironsides?
Old Ironsides.
Okay, good. I got that right. I haven't been there for a couple years, so remind me, is that's a cool bar?
It is cool. It's.
Does it have a phone booth there? Is that the one where it has a phone booth in the side? Is that me thinking of the right place?
No. Yeah, I don't think it has a phone booth, but it's been around for a long, long time. Okay. I think it was family owned for many years. Okay. And then recently,
Air Crushing just bought it.
Yeah, exchanged hands not too long ago.
Oh, because I knew it closed. Wasn't there? I thought there was like
closing. The family sold it, yeah.
Oh, and Air Crushing bought it. Mm-hmm. What doesn't he own, really?
Right.
Okay, geez,
yeah.
He's taking over.
But yeah, some good stuff. Battle of the Bands for the Wacken Festival.
Oh.
The 25th, this Saturday.
Because I know what the stage is like. So I wonder where they're, because they're going to have judges.
Did they
right?
redo
we're not...
the stage area, or is it still the same, just in the
you
middle?
You know, I think it's the same.
It's kind of a small stage.
Yeah, and they have the big green neon sign behind the stage.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not clapping like the normal thing. You're going to have real judges that are judging, that are assigned.
Yeah,
right?
I think there's three, maybe four judges. I think there's three on the 25th. But
okay.
Tina Mattis is a big part of
this.
Yeah,
we love Tina.
Yeah,
she
hooked us up with that. Hi, Tina. Thank you. But Antipex will be there. Diversity of One will be there.
Okay.
Hellheart will be there.
Okay.
It's a battle. I don't like to use the word battle too much.
You know, it's a street
maybe
fight.
Maybe contest or something. I like that word a little better. But because we're supposed to,
work together
competing.
And not fight each other. You know?
Battling is for rappers. So.
Right. Yeah.
Well, okay. So if you get... They'll choose that night, right? Will you know that night, or will they give you some secret battle later?
It seems like, every show there's a winner announced, and then there'll be a playoff on April 1st at Toots Cavern for those winners. And then from those, what I understand is you go down to L.A. and you play the winners down in L.A.
Okay.
And it was just announced about 2 hours ago that there will be actually two bands that win.
A chance to go to LA.
For the main event. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
That is really exciting. And so.
So you better go there with your goddamn space guns and shoot everybody and win.
The Dolphins have the space guns, and we're trying to prevent that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
There it is.
Okay. We had some technical difficulties. Normally, we have a big TV monitor that I can see myself, so it's really awkward. We're looking on this little tiny screen.
You're fine.
You
don't
fine.
Even need to look at the screen.
You know.
You look fine.
I know.
Trust me, she needs to look at herself.
You don't have lipstick on your teeth this time. You're good.
I know, right? This is the kind that would usually tell me afterwards. But back to the battle. Okay, so just a little insight. You're going to be doing like You're changing up the way you do it. So if you've seen the Killed by the Dolphins before, not to sell the magic to all the other computers, but they're stepping up their game, guys.
Yeah,
right?
we wanted to add a little bit of flair to this show. So we got a new intro, and we kind of rearranged things and tried to make an experience. You know, I can bring the lasers, but that green sign at Old Ironsides is pretty bright.
Okay, right.
So you need darkness with fog for lasers.
You got something like fog?
I got it all.
We don't want to tell the secret, but know it's going to be.
We're going to do a half hour. Strippers. And we tried to make the half hour as hot as we can and make a Killed by a Dolphin experience.
Okay. Because that's really what it is. It's a full experience.
For sure.
I know if you ever went to Vegas or something like that and you were on like one of those shows where, you know, you have some kind of.
Yeah, if you only got a certain amount of time, you got to make it count, right?
Does someone die and a soul get sold? I don't know what's happening out there, you know, anything like that?
Where?
Is that, you know, like...
I'm sure somebody did somewhere.
Does someone die in the audience Saturday night? No one dies? Everyone still gets to go home, you know? No one's going to really get killed next week.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean...
I just want to scare the kids, you know?
It's kind of like anything else, the end of the world or whatever. You don't know when it's going to happen.
You never know.
It's just a possibility that the dolphins can turn on us, and
they could.
It all stemmed from that movie. What is it? Something to the Galaxy.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Guardian. Yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Thank you, Corey.
Okay.
But the dolphins.
The wheel explodes.
The dolphins were sent with a message, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody was listening to the message, and so then the world was destroyed by the dolphins. Wasn't that it in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I want to watch
something
it.
Something like that.
But, you know, I'm not partaking in...
It's been a while since I was in high school when we read that book. So.
was that a book?
There's a movie.
It was originally a book, and then, yes, like everything else in Hollywood, they turned it into a movie.
Yeah, the movie's good.
Which, like most movies, isn't as good as the book.
Okay, well, that's a fun fact, kids.
Except
why don't you check out that book?
Don't read like me.
Right, I mean...
The movie's great.
Can I have the audio book? Like, I need... But, you know, you have a really great voice.
Get Morgan Freeman to read it to you in Audible.
No, I actually want his voice, because James has got a great voice. Before we get into your music, I also want to talk about your acoustic sessions that you have. I know they're random.
Yeah.
But they're really fun. So it's like, you never know... You don't have a schedule. You just kind of feel the vibe, you and your band, and you just turn on live?
It's not really a band. It's my buddy. We used to be in a band together. It's called Geisha. Okay. And... We decided, you know, we're such good friends, we're going to remain good friends.
Okay, why so not? He's not in your band. He's just your side project. You do acoustic.
Yeah, okay. We're like, why not jam together? Because we both love jamming. And, and the project we were in called Geisha years ago was actually, we were going to call it Gay Shit. And we decided to call it Geisha.
Because people might cancel you?
Yeah. But we were doing stuff like Hello by Lionel Richie and all the gayest stuff we could think of. You know, is gay? Right. Are you allowed to say gay these days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you are on our show.
Okay. Hey, you should still name it Gay Shit, but then have like the little asterisk mark above the T in like... It's French.
Yeah.
Around here, we cancel culture. So
we continue that kind of stuff because we like doing... I've always been in a rock band and a cover band. And I'm not in a cover band because I want to focus on what I'm doing right now. But I have to have that outlet.
Yeah.
You know, I like doing the acoustic music. I'm a songwriter, so...
Well, you know,
keep it going.
With the acoustic side, would you ever think about... Me, you and your guy just like doing something maybe
this
summer?
Sure.
Well, we just had dinner tonight with these people, and before we got there, we were talking to the owner and the person that manages this Mediterranean restaurant in Marysville, and they were like, yeah, we're trying to, you know, drum in business, and we're going to start doing acoustics. And I'm like, oh, I know some people that do acoustic. So I contacted a couple of my people, and I knew I was going to talk to you about it on the podcast. And so their idea is right there by Lake Ellis, they're going to build the wall, and they have the restaurant right at the patio of the water. And, you know, they just need a singer and, you know, guitar.
Yeah, we're down.
And, you know, you're going to get good food and just that vibe. And I said, I know some people that might just want to pop in. So
right now we're trying to get just like four songs that we feel like we do good at.
Yeah.
Because we're not really caring, you know, we just play. But we want to go down to Wendy's thing on Monday. And I've been promising her for a while. I haven't made it down there. But
so she does it. I feel like she has something every single night, but that's a whole other show.
Busy. Right? She's busy.
Is it in Folsom?
It's in, it's
the Nut Tree?
Yeah, the nut tree.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's in Vacaville.
Oh, I thought, no, I know.
No, it's not the nut tree. Sorry. No, it's the almond tree.
Almond tree. Yeah, I thought it was in Folsom. Same thing.
And what's funny about that is, like, every time I talked about it on our live acoustic videos that we make,
yeah,
I can't remember what nut it is. And so I would resort to the nut tree as well. Right, but I just now finally got it down. It's the almond tree.
All right. Yeah. I'm sure the almond tree people would appreciate that.
I haven't been there yet, but
I'd rather go to the pistachio tree.
Have you attended?
No, I have not. Yeah. We need to.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Kind of a far drive.
It's not Vacaville.
It's the almond. It's almond. Is it Folsom?
Roseville.
Roseville.
Yeah.
That's not far from you.
But they've done. She has done events at the nut tree though.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
But this, right. this thing on Monday.
Fun fact, okay. Find out if Wendy's been to
Nut Tree.
Wendy Emery, look her up. She's doing stuff.
Okay, so you're going to do that. That's on the board, right? That's on board.
I'm going to do that. We're working on that right now. Okay. But we don't get together every week or twice a week or whatever. We just do our thing, you know. So.
You know, we want to highlight this because OG's is in the other room. He's our special one, and he's, you know what? OG's going to be taking a trip, and one of the things that he loves about you, and I was there live when you did it, when you took his poem and made it into a song, The River's
Edge.
Okay,
it is Almond Tree in Roseville.
Okay.
214 Harding Boulevard, Roseville, California, 9567.
Okay, well, you're going to see James and his acoustic set there sometime in the near future, so we'll definitely do that. But back to River's Edge, you know, when you wrote that, and I know you've done that before,
did you watch the movie with Keanu?
River's Edge? I can't say that I have. I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you're missing out.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Crispin Glover is amazing in it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll check it out. I was looking for a new movie to watch.
Yeah, I never watched it either. We'll have to watch it together. That'd be fun. I want to go to the studio.
Yeah, it's kind of like a murder mystery, I guess, right?
It's like a murder, like suspense, like high school
whodunit.
It's like American Pie meets like, you know, whodunit murder movie.
But as far as the, would you ever consider, that's something I'd love for you to do someday on one of your projects. Like, we're going to talk about your video that's coming out in just a minute. But would you ever consider doing a video to that song?
Yeah, I told Stevie it would have to be like a Prince video, like the old Prince videos.
Okay.
Where you got the guy and the gal down by the river and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, would you be starring or would you choose the actors?
You know, it would have to just depend on the timing, I think, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Like
I'm kind of impulsive. So,
all right. Yeah. That would be awesome. That would be, because, yeah, I want to see that. I'm down for all of that. So you're dropping a music video, and what's happening at 6? It's already happened then. It's on YouTube right now, right?
Yeah, we released it tonight. It's on YouTube. We put it on Facebook about 6:30, 6:40 or something like that. I think I just put it on Instagram about an hour ago.
Okay. Kevin, have we shared it yet?
I've been busy with technical difficulties and producing your podcast.
Okay.
So, no,
all right. Well, Carrie's Corey's going to share it. So,
Carrie.
Check it out. YouTube, Killed by a Dolphin. Facebook, Killed by a Dolphin. Instagram, Killed by a Dolphin.
And what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Presidents.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Presidents.
Presidents.
Okay. Is it political?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Cool. Love it.
Yeah, we did the video ourselves. We spent many hours because we've never done it. You know? So we did all the footage on my property and around my property.
Okay.
And then just went through hours. I went through and kind of set it up. And then Steve came in and did all the fine details and really turned it alive and stuff. So.
Okay. And so did you just, obviously you had a vision before. It wasn't just some spontaneous filming.
Well, we are kind of spontaneous.
Okay.
So we went with the visions, we'll say that. Yeah.
Okay, like you were just like, let's do this and let's do that.
We had an idea.
Okay, great. You had an idea.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Which is completely stoned out of your mind, like, let's do this, man.
But, you know, as the time went on, it took us so many hours of editing and stuff, we just kept adding to the idea and staying to the storyline. It really turned out cool in a way that there was a lot of flashing going on of different images, so it could be subliminal to anybody in their own circumstance or what they want.
So you're not getting
it
bored. It really sucks you in. You feel like it's drawing in. Did you show it to people like a test thing? Like, and they were like, that were honest with you. Well, I mean, I love everything you do, but you know,
showed
what I mean?
It to me tonight.
Yeah,
I did a sneak peek. Corey,
a sneak peek before
were
you
feeling
get
it?
To see it.
Were you feeling it?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Like,
because we get bored easy. We're like,
honestly, don't take this the wrong way, but it totally made me feel like a Rob Zombie video.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
that's
totally
cool.
A Rob Zombie feel to it.
Okay.
My son's in the video, so
all right.
He was kind of a critique on the process
okay,
too.
Okay, how old is your son?
He's 12.
Okay, so he's honest.
Yeah,
12-year-olds do not lie. He's not embarrassed of his dad.
He's all techie too. So okay. He's like, oh, dad, you know, you could try this and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, so, oh, nice to have input on that. Yeah. That's wonderful. Okay, so that's released today, and I believe, did we agree that we are able to play the video at the end of this podcast? We're going to let it roll.
For
is
sure.
that what we're doing?
Yeah, okay. I think we're playing it here in a little bit. And then it'll...
Okay, and then we'll continue on with the interview. Yeah, when he comes back, we'll do a strategic break. Hey, just so you guys know, we are a work in progress. And when we talk about stuff, we're working it out right now. We rarely have a pre... We try to do pre-podcast, you know, perfect things.
Pre-production work.
Pre-production work. But normally, it's just like, hey...
That's boring.
I'm sorry, folks. I'm trying to get them on point. It's a lot, you know.
The table's cleaner because I had a bunch of stuff and Corey cleaned it all up. We had, like, there was always, like, something going on, so.
I like spontaneous. Spontaneous is good.
Yeah? Okay, let's do some spontaneous, okay? Yeah. Let's roll a dice because I know you like to play dice.
Okay.
Okay.
So what am I going for here?
I don't know. Just let's see who wins.
Ooh. That was loud.
You got a two and I got a...
Deuce, deuce.
I got a five.
Okay. I'm not going to the casino tonight.
All right, so that's that.
Okay, so what's the whole point of rolling the dice?
I don't know. We're
spontaneous.
Last time you said the loser had to answer a question.
Oh, that's right. An honest question. Okay.
Well, you don't have your list out and ready.
I don't have a codependency list, you know, but we... have you ever fell in love at first sight? Like, you know, like...
I can't say that I haven't.
No? Oh, no. You can't say that you haven't?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Or even, like, more than once, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to use that one. I can't say that I haven't. Yeah, because he's not really telling me anything, but he can't say they haven't. You know? Oh, I'm like
okay,
that.
How about this? Let's get some business out of the way real quick before, you know, we put the video up there and everything. So you're in a band called Killed by a Dolphin. You mentioned his name is Steven.
Steven Gooden.
Steven Gooden. Yeah. Okay, who else is... What does he play?
He's a guitar player.
Okay. Who else is in the band?
Brian Sabragio.
Uh-huh.
Or Sabragia, sorry.
Sabragia.
Yeah, he's the drummer.
Okay, and?
And Chad Bukima.
Oh.
Bukima.
Nice.
I think Bukima. Bukima.
Like
yeah.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
Sorry, game. Chad. I don't know, Chad. I'm working on it.
Yeah, okay,
he's a bass player.
Okay.
And you guys are out of?
Auburn.
Auburn, California. Mm-hmm.
All of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Chad lives actually down the hill toward Roseville, I think, or just past Roseville.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long has your band been established?
The four of us have been going just probably about a year, year
okay,
and a
half. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because we filmed you before down at, what was that bar?
Louise.
Yeah, Louise.
Cocktail Lounge.
Yeah.
Cocktail Lounge.
The Maidens of Metal Summer Bash.
That was our third show.
Okay.
And just for the record, we filmed them at On the Y, too.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's right. You know what? We lost...
That was actually a cool little video, I have to say.
I'm really sad about that day. I went out of my way, and that's really hard to take photos there, and I... was extreme. I had to jump over cords and get in the back because that little place and all that stuff. And we lost our flash drive that night.
Yeah,
and every
remember.
Single photo is gone. And I felt bad because there was a couple other bands that...
That was all you lost, though, was the flash drive, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
All
that and the diffuser for our light.
Yeah, okay. And we never got that back.
So I think it's just you that's cursed. Because you were supposed to be on the show at the anniversary party.
That was
that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You were supposed to get photos. That didn't happen.
Nope.
And then tonight...
it's like, you know, magnetic pulses.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it is. Our TV, you broke our TV. We're just going to blame him. It's like, you broke our
electronics,
TV.
Electronics, you don't like me.
But he brought us pie. Yeah. Not one, but two. So, you know. So next week, we're going to take some photos, and I'm going to make sure you get them. But do you have anybody else coming out to take photos, or it's just my shitty ones?
Just you guys.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
You and you guys is 4K camera.
Okay.
But the footage for our video, the live footage on our video is Monica mm-hmm. Rock Photography.
Okay,
she
Monica.
Did that, yeah.
Okay, nice, mm-hmm. nice. So,
it was a mixture between your house and On the Y.
We try and, yes.
For the video.
The live footage is On the Y, yeah. And you were at that show.
I was there.
The Christmas
I was.
No, Halloween.
You were rocking the dolphin shirt.
I was wearing my Christmas ugly sweater with the dolphin on it.
That's right.
In February.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I literally,
thank you.
I saw that and I'm like, next show I'm wearing this fucking sweatshirt to your show.
Hot? Was it scratchy?
Maybe it was a little warm. I'm sure everyone was looking at me all weird, but I was like, I don't care. I'll be that guy tonight.
Luckily, they have the coldest beer in town.
Actually, they do. It's true. Yeah. It's true. So do you have swag? Do you have gear that's being, you know, anything new or available?
We had a lot of swag. We got rid of most of it already.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Beanies, I bought shirts. Yeah.
Nice.
We got some stickers. We weren't able to get an order in before this next show.
Okay.
But I think the show is going to be so fast-paced anyway that we're not too worried about. But we're going to hand out a bunch of stickers. Okay. And then I think we're got a little surprise, like, new sign that I haven't even seen yet.
Oh.
That's going to come out Tuesday before the show. So we'll bring that down. And
okay. That'll be, like, in front of wherever we were playing.
We're kind of working on some things. Some of the guys in the band have access to, like, metal CNC machines and stuff. So we're thinking about some cool keychains and stuff like that, and
well, we're working on something in the future. We're trying to get hooked up with some special equipment, so it's not going to happen next week, but in the future we're trying to do some kind of digital visual kind of thing where, like, imagine like you had a dead band member, maybe we can just have a floating dolphin or something.
What we have is we have a hologram.
That's a
projecting
hologram
machine, and it can project life-size holograms. Or say you could load your music video into this hologram machine, and it will play your entire music video in a hologram.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we have access to that. Kevin's went last week, and he's learning how to work the equipment. And so stay tuned for that,
Have the dolphin with the machine gun.
I could have a dolphin shooting the crowd with a fully automatic machine gun in full hologram while you're playing on stage.
That's what I'm talking about, Kevin.
And we're gonna be renting it out for different advertisements, and we're also going to be using it if we shoot your music video. We could project that into the music videos and stuff like that.
So we had
all of a sudden it appears above you as you guys are playing, and the dolphin just starts shooting you guys.
Yeah, I like it. How does the 3D hologram image work with smoke? Or
It cuts through pretty much everything, and it is. You can actually also film it, and it all shows up on film too.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's stuff that we're trying to
effect. I'll set up above everything else in a high rise and shoot you with Nerf bullets. So when you get hit by the dolphin bullets,
you can really feel it.
Shoot the drummer or something.
Yeah, shoot the drummer. not me. Okay, so this song, did you say the name of the song and I already forgot?
Presidents.
Presidents. Okay, that's right.
Okay. And you said it's kind of political? Or it is very highly political?
It is highly political, but it's written in a subliminal way.
What's the message behind it?
Do better in life? No. Pussy?
No, the president is a band member. He's starting a band, and he plays the flute, and everybody follows him, like the Pied Piper,
Okay.
And how they're out, they're starting with the youth, they're starting with the kids and all this stuff. I don't want to go too far in it because I don't want to, like, sidetrack people or anything because it is written subliminally.
Don't go too deep.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool.
So it's not just a song about Lincoln and Washington, Jefferson all hanging out, smoking cigars.
No, it's pretty deep. Okay. And then at the same time, we're releasing another single that will be found in a couple days on all the iTunes, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. And that one's called Better Place.
Okay. So. Now, we're going to try to, because we're filming you on Saturday, and Kevin, are you going to do the magic and try to have this out? Obviously, we're trying to do this before Friday.
Is it Friday?
Your show's Saturday, right?
Yeah, it'll be out tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay, so tomorrow or Tuesday. Can we time?
Today's Sunday, by the way.
Right, Sunday.
For all you all who don't know.
Okay, today's Sunday.
But as I have a day job,
since we're working this out and I didn't pre-interview him, are we getting that other song on this one?
I can give it to you right now,
Okay, because that would be cool if we can, like, maybe, throw that up there. Because you're releasing it when? Wednesday, you said?
It's released right now. It just hasn't hit the platforms yet. So anytime.
All right. Really. Then we can maybe have it like an exclusive little on our thing. Okay, great. So look forward to that, kids. I don't know how he'll work that magic out, but, we're getting the signal. I guess we're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to, when we come back, you're going to watch this really cool video.
Thank you.
Wow, that was really cool. Thanks for doing that. I feel like we've never had a band release a video.
Right on.
You know, like, gosh, you're just a, you know what, you're just, you know, guys, you need to step up, okay? I'm just going to keep reemphasizing. Two bottles of wine. He traveled an hour. He brought me two pies. He released his music video. We're doing another song that's going to intro this podcast, and we're going to end it with some silly stuff.
It's going to exit it.
Exit.
Intro, exit, in the middle. It's just, everything is just full service with
that,
you.
Yeah, that second song is our release that we're also releasing, but you won't find it anywhere until like a couple days
on
iHeart and iTunes. And
yeah, all the places, all the platforms where you find Killed by a Dolphin. And
or here. You see it here first.
Yeah, you'll see it here.
Or hear it here first.
Yeah. So that's just really, really amazing. We were just talking just a moment ago, Corey, and it's like Corey's asking what you're doing besides the battles.
So you have the Battle of the Bands coming up. Old Ironsides,
yep.
Which is when?
That's the 25th, this next
March.
Saturday.
Okay. And then what's the next event you have after that?
After that, we have April 21st at On the Y.
Okay.
That's
a Friday.
With some bands from Reno. Sorry, I'm not too hip on the names yet. I just haven't.
It's okay. Look it up.
Don't have
them
in my brain. That just landed. So, and then April 22nd, we're at the Alien Museum in Davis.
And that's where all the college kids go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's something you guys hooked us up with. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's it's going to be a great experience. Davis is fun.
After that, we have one more in May 12th.
Okay.
That's with Subtle Tension and Killing Project.
Okay. Put that under. You keep dropping it on.
Oh.
Oh, the little sound.
You hear the bang.
Okay, put it under the Hellraiser t-shirt that you got. You know,
there
that's
we
got you an extra cushiony Hellraiser orange. It's your safety
orange.
It's your safety.
Yeah.
We want you to wear it at nighttime when you're
being
like,
as you do handyman work as well,
myself,
right?
You know, or hurt other people or have them hurt me either, you know.
Okay, James, so
yeah,
where can people find you? Name off all your faculties. You have
Instagram, Facebook, all the music sources, you know.
SoundCloud.
iHeartRate.
Well, on SoundCloud, you'll find me, James Jameson -1. And that's like all the stuff I've done over many, many years.
Okay.
It's kind of like my library where I just throw stuff.
Okay.
And there's a hip hop album on there that I did by myself over COVID.
I want to hear that.
So that's it. It's not total hip hop, but it's hip hop ish. I wrote all the beats and I did, you know, all the stuff. It's pretty cool. But so SoundCloud, Killed by a Dolphin isn't on SoundCloud.
Reverb Nation.
We're on Reverb Nation. We're on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Spotify, that stuff. So the two...
MySpace?
No, I haven't messed with MySpace.
I guess
what's that?
Actually, it's coming back. I guess they're still doing people with music, you know. It would be funny to have a Killed by a Dolphin.
It's owned by Justin Timberlake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he
bought MySpace.
It.
That makes me just want to run there right now.
Yep, just run. Run to Jason. I mean, Justin. Justin.
Drink more wine, Sean.
I know. I'm going to drink more wine. Hey, but we were talking earlier about, because we want to get on Twitch TV. We heard that there was, you know, there was a venue. Everyone knows about a market, right? And I think especially during COVID, there was a lot of people that couldn't play. And I think Twitch TV started to blow up during the last couple years.
Twitch seems like a good source right now. I mean, local band Smokeout. Have you heard of them?
No.
So we support them. They're huge, but they're worldwide.
All right.
Everything they do is all underground music worldwide, and they've taken that route in Twitch, and it seems to be working out good for him, you know. So, but check them out, local band Smokeout.
Yeah.
Huge.
I think with the Twitch TV is kind of like where the TikTok has the little snippets, and then there was it expanded, and I think it's just a way for it's a visual thing, and people just kind of young people. I was talking with a young person recently. I was going to like Boost Mobile or something, help my son out. And I asked this girl, I'm like, oh, have you heard of this band? She's like, no, I've never heard. And I'm like, this, no. And she's like, only hears her music from SoundCloud, like her only source. And I'm all, what?
If you just let SoundCloud play, there's amazing underground stuff on SoundCloud.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was like, oh, I guess I'm not in the know. I'm old. I need to get with
it. I actually have some of my rap music on SoundCloud.
That's awesome. We'll have to exchange rap albums.
For sure.
Or collaborate.
Because believe it or not, I could rap.
Hell yeah, let's do it, Kevin. I'm down.
Yeah, I would like to show you some of my son's stuff, because he has three albums and he has so many unwritten stuff whenever he's, you know, back and stuff like that. I didn't really know you did rap. So that's
I love it all.
So you're a full musician.
And when I listen to SoundCloud and Let It Run, I'm doing it for the trance. Like, I love I love underground trance music. It's just amazing.
Let's talk about your studio.
Really not so cool stuff, though.
You get a quick little visual, you know, and I think it's kind of groovy, your whole vibe there, you know.
Oh, at the Dolphin Den?
Yeah, the Dolphin Den.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the Dolphin Den. Yeah, we'll have you guys up there.
That would be really cool. I want to watch you create. I want to watch you guys jam and just kind of sit in a stool in the corner.
Bring your earplugs.
Okay.
It's really loud in there. Okay. You know? But we've got it down where it's nice and comfortable. We have lights everywhere and cool. Yeah. Actually, some of the footage in our video comes from in there too. So
isn't it on some kind of strobe light? I mean, like, it changes, right? Or do you control it with your phone? Because I remember watching something one day and it was like, it's just changing.
The can lights in the ceiling, they're RGB can lights, and you hook them up through Alexa, which...
That's what it was. You were talking, but you don't call it Alexa, right?
You can only name Alexa like three different things.
Okay.
If you go into the settings, and one of them computer, and I just like that one better. When I was doing smart homes, I would control their homes to answer to computer instead of Alexa, just because it sounded cooler, you know.
Yeah, computer
control my house, you know.
Yeah
So but they're really easy to do something like that. All the smart home stuff's been integrated into Alexa.
That's another fun fact about James. Not only is he a talented musician that does acoustic to hardcore metal, he also is a really brilliant mind, you know.
And thank you, Shel.
He could spy on you through his telephone.
Oh, God. Don't get any ideas.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. How long have you been doing that kind of business?
Well, I did smart homes for like 6 years, and now I'm running my own handyman business, JJ Handyman Services, and out of Auburn, staying busy, doing
remodels. What are you handy? You're like, they just call you up the...
I'm doing like full-scale remodels or deck builds or additions.
You don't just come and put someone's fan in or something?
No.
That's too small
a
job?
I would, but I don't have the time lately to do that, because I'm stuck in like turning a house upside down.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
But it's what I like to do. I've always done that. That's just a guy with my hands, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. We call that a house surgeon.
So you, were you taught that? Were you taught that by like your family? Are you all in trades? Or
you know, it's funny. So I went to my uncle's house recently, and my uncle and my cousin were grease monkeys. And my cousin was total a grease monkey, just from in the blood from his dad. And then I saw my cousin's kids, who are now like older teens, and they're working on their own cars in the driveway, and I'm like, this shit just runs in the blood right here.
Okay.
You know, it's the same with my family. Like, my dad ran his own construction business.
Okay.
And it's just kind of like, it's weird how things, when you're older, you realize where a lot of your stuff comes from, you know, and it's not necessarily
passed down through generations.
Yeah, it just comes in the genes, you know.
And your son, your son's obviously loves the music.
And he didn't think about changing your pair of pants?
I change them like once every other week or something. Yeah. 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 My son's very techie.
Okay, he's going to do the tech. Well, I feel like the state of the art with the engine, maybe be an engineer.
That's what he
like
wants
that.
To be, is an engineer. He's already knows it, you know. So he's straight A's, honor roll, already been moved up and stuff. So I have full faith that he'll do whatever he wants to do, which is pretty cool.
And for the ladies out there, are you single? Are you attached with a significant?
I am.
I don't want to talk about
I'm currently me.
Oh, you're me.
Yeah.
Don't label me, right?
Don't label me.
Okay, all right. You're going to have to find out. Slip into his DMs and find out if he rejects you or not, you know?
Can't break this shell. You
okay,
know?
All right.
Shell.
Yeah, sure. You can't break me. I break you, okay? Right, Kevin? I break you. Yeah. I'll break you down. Okay, out of all these words, okay, we have these posters on our regular segments, and sometimes we do them or not, but what word just pops out at you out of what you're saying here that would, and then tell me why?
Joyous and honest.
Okay. You like that in people, or you feel you are that way? Or both?
I'd like that in people. I'd like to see more of that in people. And I try to be that way.
You are joyous. You are. I feel like you bring out joyfulness in people because you're very approachable. And
I fake it well.
No. But yeah. You're also intrigued too. You give people eye contact, which I really appreciate, and not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, stop, go away.
You're genuine right. When you look in their eyes, because right. You're actually listening, or you're actually paying attention.
I have to, because I'm kind of ADHD anyway. You know, I gotta look at you to like hear you. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's true, because otherwise you're like squirrel.
So when you're looking at the person and they're talking, you're not looking at their mouth in another way.
No, I'm just focusing on everything, just trying to hear them, you know?
My eyes are up here.
Right, I say that sometimes. What about you, Corey? What word stands out for you?
Oh, I was trying to read it, but I got a hat in my way with a mask.
There's another word down there. Oops, sorry. Okay, well, I don't like dead airspace. Okay, so for me, I would say knowledgeable and fair, because when I was growing up, for me, it was really important for me to be smart, and I didn't feel smart because I had like low self-esteem, and we've talked about this in different episodes. And whatever topic or whatever thing I'm doing, I want to learn it, and I want to be knowledgeable when I talk about it, because I feel like. There's been times in my life where I said, oh, I had a little fun fact about something, and someone will always just try to, just like upscale me and overtalk and like, well, give me a reason or whatever. And I'm like, oh God, now you're putting me on the spot. Like I had to like have some dissertation about my little topic. And so I try to be knowledgeable about the things that, and then fair, I give people a chance. We're human. We mess up, and I mess up, and I want people to be fair with me and know that sometimes, I'm not okay, and I just, but the next time I see you, if I come to you and I'm talking to you, then I'm genuinely about that, and I try to be fair if you're an asshole or if you've did me wrong. Sometimes I'm not, but most of the time I forgive, and I give you another chance, and it's important to me.
Like you said, we're all just human, right?
We're just trying to do this experience, and you might have meet me in a season, and especially with women. I was talking to this woman earlier today, and they did this little thing instead of, before we ate, instead of like having, like, some people like pray before they eat, and they're like, well, we don't pray. I'm like, well, if you want to, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. They said, we try to say something positive or something. I'm like, okay. Well, Kevin didn't get it. You started telling a story. I'm like, okay, like, wow, let's reel it back. I really can only eat my salmon. But they just added like, oh, positive. And for me, it's hard for me to get to know women. It's easy for men. I want to be, I'm fun. I can make them feel comfortable. It's my job, but women, sometimes they meet me at the wrong time and I'm like, bitch shell, And then the next time I see them, I'm super sweet. And they're like standoffish, like, wait, you remember you were a bitch to me last time? And I just really was maybe just in a bad mood. Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just.
Is as approachable as you are?
It's human interaction for everybody, You run in to every kind, every time, every different being of yourself,
right.
And so depending on your moment and their moment and stuff, you may meet somebody and hate them at first,
right.
And then realize that you love each other later.
And you were wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. What about you, Corey?
For the lit?
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to go with honest, you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
But I'd also say dependable.
Okay, you are dependable.
I think that really right now hits home.
Yeah.
With if anyone depended on me or counted on me for something, I'll make sure that I'm there.
Your words mean things. You have value in your words. If Corey says he's going to be there, he's there.
True. All you really have in this life is your word.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything else.
It's true. Your word and your name.
If you use your word and you keep promising this and this and this and this and then nothing ever comes from it, your word means shit.
Yeah.
And no one's going to count on you or depend on you or trust you in your word. And that someday you might be like, hey, I've really down on my luck. I need to borrow $15. I'll pay you back on Friday. And if you don't pay back on Friday, you're never going to be able to get help again,
Right.
Yeah. It's just...
Well, I don't commit to something that I can't follow through with. And I learned that a long time ago where I used to say, I don't promise anything. I'll say... And I don't like the word try either because it's like I'll try...
We'll see what I can do.
Yeah. It's hard to say not try, but
I'm going to do what I can.
I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to be there for your abilities. And when I call people now, instead of just engulfing them with a conversation, I'll say, do you have a minute?
where are you at in life right now? Because I wanted to talk to you, but, you know, are you okay? And I give them an out. I'll give you an out before I take you hostage. But then once you say you're good,
then you're stuck for a couple hours.
You're in the trunk with me. We're going on a road trip.
Now you got to hear everything I got going.
Yeah, my whole life story.
Don't ask me how I am and then walk away.
Well, see, to not let money get into relationships, I don't lend people money. If you come to me and you say, hey, Kev, I need to borrow $25.
We're just going to give it to
you. I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah.
It's yours. Back,
yeah.
You don't have to pay me back.
Yeah.
And if you pay me back, great. But I don't think it's a good idea to hold something like that against a real friend. And so for me, I won't do that. Here's the money. You need it more than I do. I have it to give. If I don't have it to give, I won't do it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, here's the money. If you pay me back, great. Otherwise, hey, baby Bubba, we're still friends.
Yeah.
I was just using that as an example, but I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I get it.
Like, you know, if people really depend on you and they keep coming back, you know, I think that shows your character.
Well, I'll also do this thing called receipts in the glove box, okay? And I do this with my adult children where they still need things, you know, but they kind of feel bad, like, oh, I'm asking my mom, you know, for whatever. And I say, look, it's just receipt in the glove box. And my oldest, one time he cashed out. He's like, okay, you know, here's $1,000, mom, you know. I'm like, for what? Well, you know, remember, you know, receipts in the glove box, you know. And so I started doing that with my younger ones because they're going through some things. And you know what? My mom has money. This is how she does it. I'll go, mom, I'm treating Thanksgiving this year, and I'm buying the turkey, a really good one, because, you know, sometimes they buy the low-key turkey, you know, and I'm like, you know, we want to eat better,
ain't
right?
No Butterball.
Right. Ain't no Butterball, ain't no Foster Farms. It's like that other one. Walmart.
It's not Mackey. It's got to be
Target brand.
It's a great value. Yeah. It's a great value turkey.
So what I'll do is I'll buy the turkey, right, and then she'll figure out what it costs, and then she sticks the money in an envelope in her safe, you know, and then it'll be months down the road, and I'll be like, man, and she goes, you know, you have money in that envelope. I'm like, what? And so it just comes back and forth, you know, and that's kind of how I do it. So, so I don't know. Have you ever, you know, we do all these different topics here. I don't know, engineer guy, you know, you were giving me like a number thing, and were you doing something a minute ago?
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you ever pay it forward?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love to pay it forward. Back in the day when it was like that thing where you pay somebody's part.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like at the drive-through or whatever.
I've done the drive-through. I've done
it at the bridge. Yeah.
Or at dinner even.
And then have you had it done for you?
Yeah, I've had big things, you know. I've had extraordinary things happen in my life. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a car bomb and my car got blown up, right? And
wait, hang on.
Wow.
Not a true story. Right?
Yes. Our car got lit on fire.
It was a pipe bomb.
And you know what kills me is we owed about $6,000 on the car.
Where were you guys at? Pakistan or something?
No, we were in the parking lot right next to the Ace of Spades.
Holy crap.
Hold on, hold on.
And we just paid the damn car off.
I was going to say, we didn't owe it.
We wrote a check for like $6,000. I think it was like $5,800, and we decided to pay the car off. And about 2 weeks later, somebody lit it on fire in the parking lot next to the
There was a series of things happening during that time.
Time out. Yeah. I've been here how long, and I've never heard that fucking story?
Right. I'll tell you in detail later.
That's going to be next episode. Okay. Next episode. Put that pin in that.
I will. I'll describe it, the whole deal. But the bottom line is,
who did you fuck over on your video? They were like,
If you've ever worked with us, we don't fuck anybody up.
I was a joke, Kev. I know.
but bottom line, to end that story, is that I don't want to say ex-family member, because once you're family, whether you're divorced or not. And they bought me a car. Paid off. You know, that car is in that garage. It was a gift.
So that's probably why you pay it forward. Because
I do. I mean, I'd expect that, right?
You have some good things that happen in your life.
I've had big things and little things, you know. I had another time where someone, when I was raising my babies, stole all the towel. We had to go to our clothes at the laundromat in the apartment building. And they stole all my towels, every towel I owned. Hmm. I had no towels for my babies in that bath. And I ended up going somewhere that night. I had this support group I was in, and I was, my towels. And
I don't know who they called, but somebody knew where I lived. And when I got back from that meeting, there was a bag of towels at my door. Nice. You know, stuff like that happens.
Yeah,
and so I try to do that for people. And that kind of leads into us. Corey, can you talk about what's coming up here with our Bag of Life? Because that's how we pay it forward.
Yeah,
so, awesome. And I would love for you to, if you ever want to volunteer and do anything besides music, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have new flyers and everything printed up and posted up within this next week, because it doesn't really launch until April 1st anyways. But the Bag of Life is basically this fundraiser that I like to do, this donation collection of stuff where we collect purses, backpacks, and tote bags, and we collect feminine hygiene products and toiletries and everything else, you know, they might need. And we put them in the bags, and then we take them down to the Mary House, and then they distribute them through the Mary House of Loaves and Fishes, where, you know, toothbrush, mouthwash, soap, Q-tips, hair ties, maxi pads, tampons.
Is it only for women? Because the backpack could be for a man, too.
This is for
almost women. Except for the tampons. Nowadays, who knows?
I'm just saying we collect everything.
Okay, I was just questioning. I wasn't sure.
Mary House is for homeless women, yes.
Okay, just for women.
Okay, unless it's a man that, you know...
Identifies?
That, no...
Sorry, I'm so... I don't know.
Has his period?
A man that, you know, has mental illness or who was in the military.
Myriad.
He had in the military and everything.
Okay.
So, like, all my charities I've always done for women and children.
Okay.
And, like, victims of, like, you know, either fires or, you know, something like that.
Violence.
Something happened to somebody and, you know, whatever. For me, a man himself... You know, there's a fucking river we're surrounded by in Sacramento. Get a bar of soap, go cut your hair, and fill out an application at McDonald's. Like, you should stand up and be able to go get your own job and be a man.
Yeah, do something.
Right.
Like, unless you have a mental illness or PTSD or something
There's a lot of temporary work agencies,
A lot of guys that are just lazy, and so that's why I'm just like, you know what? I'm not really going to hold a fundraiser for your laziness.
Okay, I understand. You're more partial to helping the, you know...
More people in need. I think, as a man...
I'm not going to take it that we're the weaker...
It's not about that. I just think that...
Woman.
Anyone who can give birth is not weak.
That's true.
I don't know. I just grew up in a state.
You're an honorable
mind.
You're an honorable guy. Guys should take care of the women.
Like,
I get
my grandfather. Like, my grandfather, he was like the head of the household, and
he
took care of my mom. We had to move back into the house. My aunt had to move back into the house with her husband and my cousins. My uncle had to move back into the house. Like, he always made sure that he had a place where somebody can come if they needed to come back to the house and be safe to get back on their feet again. You know, it's like, as a man of the house, you should be able to take care of your family. And I don't know, I just grew up in that old school generation style of, you know, being taught that a man should be able to get his shit together.
Yeah.
You know, and even when the chips are down, there's things you can do and go do, and if you just don't want to do it, then I'm not going to help you.
Does Shauna Golden still do that annual
drive?
She actually just did that.
Okay.
She's like an ambassador to something now. I want to say, what town do they live in Reno?
She is an ambassador to, she's basically kind of
like the wealthy
political
person
in Reno, political type person in Reno, but she has been doing the ambassador to all the artwork in the airport in Reno.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. We're gonna be collecting that kind of stuff again. Corey and I.
Well, I'll take donations from the Auburn area for you.
And do we have designated drop off areas yet?
I'm still working on that.
Okay.
So the reason I set this up April 1st through May 31st is because it helped. The real main push is through May, because the main reason I wanted to do it
Mother's Day.
Okay. You know, the whole womanhood connection thing there.
Yeah.
But April, so it gives us 2 months to really get everything fine-tuned. You know, through April, but at least we're taking collections and stuff. But the whole month of May will be the main big push for it.
Okay.
And then that way we can take everything down to Loaves and Fishes afterwards.
Awesome.
That sounds really awesome. So.
Part of our pay it forward, too, is that at Reality Check, when we started doing it, what we noticed is that you band members, you pack up your gear, you lug it to some club who knows how far away, you set it up, you play a set for a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, you break down all your gear, you lug it back home, And then you have to set it back up to rehearse.
Yeah.
And then that's not including all the time you spend writing the music, producing the music. You're entertaining us.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you guys don't get shit. You don't get paid. You don't get nothing. And so Reality Check, part of our philosophy is us going out and shooting a cheesy music video for you, or shooting your set live, a couple songs here and there, editing it together, and doing what we do. We're giving back to the community that sometimes doesn't get paid to entertain us.
Yeah, and that's awesome, because really we got to rely on each other, you know. Yeah. And, you know, just like we want to be able to pay you when we can for your help. We've also noticed the free videos that you do, which are awesome. You know, the two first ones you did for us were free, and they were amazing, and we really appreciate that. But we, you know, that's what's cool about the Sacramento music scene, really, yeah, is that we all just kind of chip in and do what we can for each other. And then to go back on your whole, like, you know, we don't get paid, the ones that do it for years and don't stop, those ones, they're getting paid every time they hit the stage.
Yeah.
Like, right. Me, I get paid when I do a show.
Yeah.
I don't care about the $100 I'm going to make at the end of the night or whatever it is, but that's why we do it, you know? Otherwise, for me, I'd have to see a psychiatrist, and I'd much rather rock out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Much cheaper to rock out.
Yes.
Plus, what you're doing.
Oh, well, maybe not cheaper. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. Gear is not cheap.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't buy shitty gear.
Yeah.
It's just one thing I won't do.
Well, one of the things also is that your legacy is kind of the reason why I started wanting to talk about different things. And, you know, sometimes our podcast gets serious. And I think next time Corey and I get together, because we haven't been together in a little while, we're going to, we talk about mental illness. We talk about bullying. We talk about PTSD. We talk about codependency. Lots of
different. We get into heavy-hitting
stuff. Heavy-hitting stuff. We give personal experiences.
It's not talked about enough.
And people can call in.
And trying to obliterate the stigmatism of
you know, as far as, you know, sometimes you can't talk about it. You know, with me, this is how I was raised, and no offense against my family, but whenever I struggled in a different way, and everyone, and I guess they all struggled, but they could keep their crap together. But me, they'd always say, Michelle, you know, snap out of it. You know, you're in a fantasy world, you know? And I'm like, why? Because we felt different, or I wanted to act, you know, especially with rock and roll. And I was a true 80s person, you know, and I was always running away and never felt like I belonged in my family. And they were always like, well, why don't you dress that way? And, you know, I remember one time I just had this little tiny pink. I was very modest, you know. And so when I got to a certain age, I started, and I think Kevin allowed me, and I say allowed because he didn't care. He's like, do you, boo, you know, just whatever you want. And I got to a point where I was going to die. I was never, my suicidal tendencies were more behavioral long term versus like, I never like slit the wrist or any of that stuff, but yeah, I was killing myself slowly and by suppressing my true personality. And I think that manifested later on into really some bad behavior. And I made some pacts with the dark side. Okay.
Or even self-medicating and mental illness. Maybe you didn't.
Oh, I did. I have multiple personalities and I have different, I'm not Sybil, but I have personality traits where, you know, I got really dark and I couldn't get out of it for a while. And I embarrassed my children. I have three sons. And so they didn't understand. And now full circle, my oldest today actually said, you know, Mom, when you first started Reality Check, I was a little embarrassed because I didn't know how to handle it. I would get like super drunk and I'd do all these drunk interviews and I can't even remember half of them. These band people come to me. It was really great. I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
Right.
You know, and so, but now we're doing it in a different way. And I think that he's matured as well, but I got to be true to who I am. And so I gravitate toward people. And when I met Corey, we have such charisma. When we were doing our old show in the Little Yellow Kitchen, it was just like
shell shocked
radio, you know. And he had all the music and he had all these things, and it was a special time in our life. And I just, I never had been with anybody that was not my husband or not my child or my sibling that, you know, he's my heart family. You know, we are family and we're true and true. It doesn't matter. I got his back. I will, you know, I'll stab a motherfucker for Corey, right?
You guys are like yin and yang.
Yeah. And we have good, and I can't explain it, but it just is. And so you just, you can't buy that. Like you said, you know, we get on there and we just do it. So, and you're in our family as well.
Oh,
there's
you.
Not a lot of people that have come to our home, you know.
We have the old school philosophy that, and the way I think it should always be, is that when you're family, you're always family.
Yeah.
And you don't turn your back on your family.
No matter what.
And no matter what the fuck your family does, you do not want them to fail.
No, you always want them to succeed, right?
That, yeah.
And if they do want you to fail or not succeed, then you got to cut the cancer out.
You do.
If they want you to fail, they're not your family.
No,
that's the way I kind of look at it. And I can, to each his own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The main thing I think next time, a lot of the conversation will be about self-empowerment.
Yeah.
And knowing that you deserve way better, and you deserve to be treated better, and being brave.
And I believe that the universe brings us people, and I know I was supposed to meet you for a reason, James, you know, and we're going to be wrapping up, and I just want to end with, I am so honored that you see, you know, your sister in, even though when we met each other online the other day, we're like, you know, we don't look like each other, and I'm like twice as old as her, but there is an essence of a personality trait that you are attracted to, and you feel that vibe. And I feel like I'm filling a void when you're not with her because you're so close. And I feel honored that I'm that person. I'm a symbol, you know, well, like a little mascot for a little sister.
You're not only that, you're Shell, you know?
Yeah.
And I love you, Shell.
I love you,
thank
too.
Thank you for having me here. You know, it's my pleasure just as much as yours that we met.
I love it. And so we're going to be
back. And you too, Corey. And you too, Kevin.
Yeah. So what thank we're going to do when we wrap this up, we're going to just, you know, we're going to show all the stuff that we talked about and
check out Killed by a Dolphin.
Yep.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Dick Johnson coming to you with breaking news. We are currently under attack. People all around the globe are running for their lives as dolphins seem to be retaliating against mankind. All over the world, dolphins could be seen streaming out of the oceans, walking on two fins, and carrying what appears to be space guns. Dolphins with space guns. It appears if we don't figure something out soon, mankind as we know it can and will be killed by a dolphin. We'll be right back.
I'm